extreme weather cut a swath across the world in 2011. It began in Cincinnati, Arkansas, a year ago on New Year's Day.
It sounded like a freight train coming. So, you know, and we weren't in the direct path of it, so it just had a lot of vacuum on the house. You could feel the windows moving and the shaking, and more like an earthquake for us.
Some 1,600 tornadoes crisscrossed the United States last year. Other parts of the world experienced similar extreme weather. Thailand got 80% more rainfall than the seasonal average, and floods swamped the capital, Bangkok. The year before, Russia experienced its hottest summer in 500 years. Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change Chairman Rajinder Pachauri.
It's very clear that heat waves are on the increase, both in terms of numbers and duration. Another very important finding is the fact that extreme precipitation events are on the increase.
The panel's report strongly suggests that this trend will continue as temperatures rise.
And in fact, if you make projections for the future, you find that in the case of heat waves, those heat waves which are currently taking place once in 20 years will, by the end of the century, take place once in 2 years.
No specific weather event is linked to climate change, but experts say carbon dioxide and other gas emissions from the burning of fossil fuels warm the atmosphere. Pachauri says these conditions are likely to trigger more intense droughts, heavier rainfall, and stronger storms.
Basically, we have to stabilize the concentration of these greenhouse gases.
Extreme weather disasters are costly, on average $80 billion a year. And the IPCC study says that poorer nations pay a higher price in dollars and deaths because they are least able to respond. The report cites thousands of scientific studies. Enough is known, the editors say, to make good decisions about how to adapt to and mitigate the risks of climate-related disasters. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.